Well, we just heard some people who are finding some potholes on the path to true love. But the fact is, there are many couples who have found a smoother road. One such couple is here with us now. Gabrielle Sheffield and Jasmine Harris are the winners of Essence Magazine's fourth annual Will You Marry Me contest. Essence readers selected them over hundreds of other couples to win an array of gifts, including a customized dress, a special cake, and $10,000 toward wedding essentials. And Gabrielle and Jasmine are with us now. Welcome. Congratulations.
How are you doing? Hey. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Well, that was exciting. You've just learned that you won.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. It's wonderful.
Exciting. So,
dream come true.
Gabriel, was it your decision to enter the contest? Do I have that right?
Yes.
What made you want to enter?
Well, I entered Essence Magazine contest because I just wanted the world to see how much love I have for Jasmine, the different heights that I go to just to make sure she is happy. And I figured, what better way to do it than do it in one of the top magazines in America, Essence Magazine.
Jasmine, was it a surprise that Gabrielle entered?
Yes, it definitely was a surprise and a wonderful surprise at that. Not only that he was proposing, but that he did it through the pages of Essence Magazine.
Essence is, of course, as you well know, it's oriented toward African-American women and men. It has 8 million readers. And I'm wondering, I don't know if you heard some of our previous conversation. There's a lot of conversation, particularly in black-oriented media, but in others, and there has been for some time, about the state of relationships between black men and women. And I'm wondering, Gabrielle, did you feel in part you were making a statement by kind of not just proposing to Jasmine, but wanting to share it with the world, as it were? Do you think that that's part of it?
I just wanted to mentor, show all the young men that, you know, love still exists. You still can make a girl happy, you know, propose in front of the world and to a wonderful lady. Love's still out there for us.
Jasmine, what about you? Do you feel any, I don't know, sort of extra? I mean, obviously getting a customized dress and a beautiful cake is nice, and some money to help out with wedding expenses is nice. But do you feel that there's an additional dimension to kind of sharing your love with the world, as it were?
Yes, I do think there's an extra dimension there because of our age and because of the state of the black community right now and the black woman saying that they can't find black men. I just feel like it's an upper hand to all the young women, especially that there is someone out there for you. You just have to wait, like God says, and he will come to you. And I guess that Gabe and I are a true testament to that.
Well, you didn't have to wait very long. You're 20, is it 26?
25.
25, yes. Thank you. You didn't have to wait for it. All right, so Gabrielle, tell the truth. Who liked who first? Who noticed who first?
Actually, I think Jasmine liked me first.
Oh, okay. Jasmine, you want to second source that? Who liked? I want to mention that you met at a company happy hour at Lockheed Martin, where you both... are you both still working at Lockheed Martin?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and you met at a company happy hour. So folks who want to skip those company happy hours, maybe you want to rethink that strategy. So Jasmine, is that true? Did you like him first? Did you notice him first?
Yeah, I think only because I saw him first when he walked through the door. But otherwise, I think it would have been the other way around.
Probably so. He's a gorgeous lady.
Okay, so Gabriel, what do you like about Jasmine?
I love everything about her. Her eyes, smile. She's a family person, so am I. And she's very studious. She's a very smart young lady. And that's what drives me about her.
How did you know she was the one?
Actually, it was one night. We was watching a movie, and she was asleep on the couch. And at that very moment, some came to me and said, like, Gabe, you're in love with this woman. This is her. This is the one for you.
Oh. Jasmine, what about you? How did you know Gabriel was the one?
Honestly, I fell in love with him very early on, but I was more ensured that he was the one when he met my father and my brother. And they usually give guys a hard time, but they just kind of welcomed him in. It was kind of a strange feeling to see them like, oh, he's part of the family already. I'm like, that's interesting. So I just took it from there that it was just meant to be.
What Jasmine, what advice would you have for those who say, I don't know, I can't find anybody good out there. There's no good guys out there. What would you say?
I would say love yourself first. Then that's the beginning of anything, that you have to love yourself in order for anyone else to love you. And stop saying that there's not men out there, because you could have already passed up the one that was for you while you're sitting there saying that there's not anyone out there. Just keep waiting and be patient.
Okay. Gabriel, what about Valentine's Day? Any special plans? Maybe you feel you've already given at the office, as it were, because you came up, because you presented this winning proposal that obviously captured the hearts of Essence readers. But any special plans for Valentine's Day that you can share with us? Give the guys some hints who may not have come up with anything.
Well, I had nothing really planned out. After the segment, I told her Happy Valentine's Day. But nothing big. I might probably carry out to a nice dinner and celebrate the winning the contest.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you both. Have you set a date yet?
May 2011.
May 2011. Okay, plenty of time to plan.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Gabriel Sheffield and Jasmine Harris are the winners of the 4th annual "Will You Marry Me" contest from Essence Magazine. They were kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. You can find out more about Jasmine and Gabriel and the contest at our website. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More. Congratulations and best wishes to you once again.
All right, thank you
Michelle.
So much.